Well, economic experts from around the world have gathered in Adelaide this week for the Australasian Agricultural and Resource Economic Society Conference. One topic of conversation will be the impact of climate change on migration. Dr. Dennis Vesselbaum is from the Department of Economics at the University of Otago, and he'll present at the conference tomorrow. He spoke to The Wire's Rachel McDonald about his research on migration patterns.
We're looking at why do people migrate. The usual theory would predict that wage gaps, migration costs, political freedom are major important drivers, but we add climate change by temperature and weather-related disasters on top of that. And looking at very rich data set, we try to identify how strong is this effect and in which direction does this effect move.
Are you saying that people are already moving because of climate change?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So it's not the kind of climate change will happen in 100 years. Rather, it is looking back at the data, which is from 1980 to 2015, there are already people moving because of climate change.
So what are the regions that are most affected already by this?
That could be countries close to the equator, where temperature would have a stronger effect. That could be small islands, where we have rises in seawater, and so on. So this is a particular problem for specific countries, which have a combination of less social security, less mobility, and strong effects of, say, temperature and weather-related disasters.
Do you see this becoming a bigger problem quite quickly?
See, it's a combination. Talking about climate change, you have gradual movements, which is probably temperature, and you have rapid onset, things like a storm, a drought. So it's a combination between the two things. The temperature effect will have slower effects, whether the disasters have stronger effects. So it's a combination between the two effects in total.
Do you think that this is something that can be prevented in any way, or is it already too hard to stop?
I think if we make a huge turnaround quickly, we can limit the effects of climate change. The question is whether there is the willingness to do so. Just as an example, Germany was seen as one of the big leaders in climate change, and last thing I know is that they miss their goals of reducing carbon emissions. So is there enough willingness to fight this climate change, which of course has short-run cost, but if we see the benefits of then preventing, for example, the effects on migration happening, I personally think it's worth it.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of people are migrating to a very small amount of countries. If we can't prevent this, how do you think those countries will be able to cope?
I guess there are two options. There's the shutdown option, increasing immigration laws and say, well, it's not our problem, or for example, create a kind of environmental refugee visa type category as New Zealand was proposing it. There are those two options. You can either embrace it and say, okay, we can gain from migration, or we can just shut up, be an island, and just let other people deal with the problem. I'm rather suggesting we should embrace migration and have some kind of environmental visa category such that we can harness this force that migrants can bring to a country.
Is there a point where countries could end up overrun by this?
I think that this is unlikely to happen. If we think about migration, it's probably at least a two-step process where we first have internal migration, people moving from one very affected region to another, and then we have the international migration. So since there are multiple destination countries someone can go to, and we know that migrating further away is more costly, and we already see that some countries increase their immigration laws, I think people will move to different countries, but I don't think that a country particularly will be overrun by migrants.
Should destination countries like the US or Australia be focusing on trying to help other countries be more welcoming to migrants?
Well, again, I think that having a visa category for environmental refugees is a good idea. Of course, it's problematic because, as we know, not every disaster is driven by climate change. So there is a problem on knowing what is actually climate driven and what is, you know, just a regular weather event. But I think it's worthwhile in digging deeper into having this kind of visa for people that are moving because of climate change. One thing that is coming out of our research is that the speed of adjustment, the speed of the policy response is very important. So again, this is not climate change in 100 years. It's not if there's something bad happening, we have a lot of time to respond. It's the sooner you react, the better it will be. I think that's something that should be underlined.